So from what I've gathered, women's role is to be at home with their children, raising their children.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then I read some in one of your sermons that women should not see male doctors for gynecological issues and those types of things.
Right.
So women's roles are in the home. How are women supposed to go into the workforce as doctors, as medical doctors, without going to college and doing those things and maybe putting that aside for a little while so that they can see? I mean, it kind of doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me see if I can shed a little light on it, because we, for example, you know, I have 6 children and the 7th is on the way. Okay. Well, the last 5 of my children were born at home, but we had a professional midwife come in, and these midwives, and we've used a few different midwives, and they are so much more knowledgeable than any OBGYN. They do way more births. They study more. They read more. They know more about it. They care more about it, in my opinion, from my experience. Because, you know, we went the first, with our first child, we went the standard route, went to the gynecologist. You know, my wife gave birth at the hospital, all that. You know, hated the whole experience. And going through a midwife, it was something that that was so much better. And these women know a ton about, you know, what they're doing, medicine. They have the device, you know, they have the equipment that they need. They have all kinds of, you know, alternative type things that they do and everything like that. And so these women, they're not necessarily these professional women who went to college for 8 years or something to learn how to do it. They learned on the job by delivering hundreds of babies and by reading books. Because here's the thing, there's nothing that you can learn in a classroom that you can't learn at home reading a book. Period. Or better yet, on the job doing it. So by the time they read all these books, then they attend hundreds of births. And my wife even expressed to me, she said, you know, hey, maybe someday once the kids are growing, you know, maybe I'd like to get into being a midwife and do it. But it would just be something that she's just doing, not as a professional, just something that she's just doing on the side as a woman.
But if there's need for surgery, mm-hmm. you have to be undressed and clothed in front of a doctor. Do you think then that things like that don't require that special training?
Well, here's the thing. When it comes to that, you know, first of all, birth is not a disease or an illness. You know, pregnancy is not an STD. So basically, if a woman's pregnant and she's, you know, she's walking into a doctor's office and stripping off her clothes and showing her private parts to the doctor just so he can make sure everything's okay, you know, that's not legitimate, okay, because, you know, he's a man and she's a woman, and that isn't right for him to look at a bunch of naked women all day. It's just, you know, it's not right. It's not biblical, okay? Now, let me put it to you this way, okay? If a woman walks up to me and wants to give me a hug, you know, I just put out my hand and just shake hands, you know, because I don't want to embrace, you know, a woman that's not my wife. You know, I don't think that that's right for me to do that, okay? But let's say a woman, like, fell into the river or something, and she said, help out, you know, and I jump in, I'm like grabbing her and dragging her out. I might have to like grab her in the wrong place or something just to like save somebody's life. Those are two really different things, okay? So what I'm saying is that, you know, birth and prenatal visits, this is just a standard, normal thing that should be dealt. And by the way, what does a man know about woman's body parts anyway? Wouldn't a woman know more about that stuff being a woman? Okay. And so that type of standard stuff could just be handled by a woman. Okay. Now, if somebody has surgery because they, you know, they have to have their organs open up, that's a totally different situation. But even in that case, I think the decency should be respected. If a male, let's say a male surgeon has to perform surgery, you know, a lot of times they'll just wheel them in just stark naked, no shame. You know, they could throw something over their private parts, you know, throw a little towel or a little sheet and respect the dignity as much as possible. But if somebody's in a life-threatening thing or, you know, that's a different situation, I would say.
So then, you know, male surgeons are not a problem as long as they maintain that boundary.
And just, it's just like anything else.
Respectful.
Exactly. Yeah, it's just like anything else. Any other job, you know, you just, you know, you want to be respectful, you want to give people their dignity, you don't want to look on their nakedness, you know, but obviously if somebody's wounded and they're bleeding, you know, you might rip their shirt off to clean the wound or something. That's, you know, that's a really different scenario than just, oh, you're here for your checkup. Well, go ahead and strip off all your clothes and the doctor will be in to see you in a minute, you know. That's a big difference, so.